Let's go to the Word now. And we're in two series on Sunday morning. I'm always on two different messages. In case you're here for the first time, you just happen to come to a church. It's we're a startup church. We started 9 years ago and started from scratch. That's what you do. But God blessed our scratch. Amen. And we've just been plugging along ever since. God's been good to us. And you've come into a place that's building a new facility. And it just happens to be a big facility. You know what I mean? And instead of going from here to a small facility and then adding and adding and adding, we could have done that. We felt like we should stay here, hunker down, and make one big move, baby. Amen? That's the plan. You wonder what the new building's going to look like? It's going to look like this. I wanted when you left here to go somewhere else, it's going to feel like home. Amen? It's going to feel like home. This has about 750 seats. The new facility have 1,000 seats. That's what it calls for. But they got to be paid for. Anybody understand that? Say, yeah. So it looked like this right here, and then up here, instead of one section and two sections like this, we'll end up having four up there. You know what I'm saying? And the funny thing is, you go out there and it seems like a lot bigger building. It really does. It's actually less square footage than this building. Because the government built this one. They got a big check, don't they? Amen. So we streamlined it. But it's amazing what God can do. So I think you're going to really, really, really love it. Amen. So anyway, two different series we're preaching. The first one on Nehemiah. Next one coming up is on Joshua. Let's go to the message today. We're going to roll. A little series called Under Construction about the man Nehemiah. I'm going to look at him the next several weeks. Today's message, proceed with caution. And we'll keep moving with it and see what we find. Raj, let's go with it. The book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah prayed. We saw that last week. He asked the right question. Somebody had been to Jerusalem, and he asked about Jerusalem, which was, they'd been granted permission to go back. The city of Jerusalem had been besieged. The people had been carried away captive for hundreds of years. And for 90 years, they had the opportunity to go back and rebuild Jerusalem. And they had tried, but the enemy kept attacking. And the place was burned. It was in ruin. The people's lives were destroyed. And so Nehemiah asked, how are things going back at Jerusalem? He was in Shushan, the palace in Persia. Nehemiah was a cupbearer to the king. Can you say that with me? Nehemiah was a cupbearer to the king. Nehemiah was not a preacher. Say that with me. Nehemiah was not a preacher. He was a politician. That's who he was. And if a politician could get this done, so can we. You're hearing me today. Say, huh. Amen. He wasn't a preacher. He wasn't a prophet. He was a politician. He was a man sitting in a cushy position. He was a cupbearer to the king. He was advisor to the king. And he had a good life. And he could have just sat there and just sucked it up the rest of his days. But something in his heart had a passion for people. His own people back in Jerusalem had a passion for that city of God. And so he asked the question, how are things back home? And he got the answer. Horrible. Things are terrible. And many times we'll ask a question and we'll hear the news that we don't want to hear and we'll feel bad a little bit and it'll go in one ear out the other and we won't do a blame thing about it. You hearing me say? But this man was different. This man was different. Something happened to him. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't rest. He couldn't do anything. Even though he was a man of position and comfort. And so he prayed to four seas. He started praying. Boy, he taught us something. When you pray, pray the character of God. When you pray, know who you're praying to. Brag on God when you start praying. God, you're a great God. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. That's how we ought to pray. Y'all listening? Instead of like, I need. How about if you just start telling Him how great He is? Thank Him that a star didn't hit your house last night. Say. And that the earth isn't closer to the sun so we'd burn to death. It's at the exact location. Isn't that sweet of Him, say? It's because He's a great God. Are y'all listening? Amen. You don't have a thing to do with your heart beating like it's doing. Who does that? breathing. Who does that? Your Father. Talk to Him like that. Brag on Him when you pray. Number two, confess to God. Confess your sin. Confess your need. This is a great way to pray. Confidence in God. Have confidence in His Word. Talk to Him when you're praying. Give those promises back to Him. You said you'd never leave me, Father. You said, Lord, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You said you'd lead me through the valley of the shadow of death, and I can fear no evil, for you're with me. Pray to Him like that. Do you understand? You see what that'll do for your prayer life? But so often we start asking for stuff. Come on, church. This man taught us something. You can learn something from a politician, at least this guy. Amen? Come on. And then commitment to God. He committed himself to God. He didn't just pray about the thing in Jerusalem. He said, use me. Use me. Send me. Show me. Help me. I know it's been going on 90 years. I'm willing to do it. You didn't put me in this position of leadership to just sit here and do nothing. I have a passion about it. So that's how he prayed. And then he planned. He put a plan together. His plan was he was going to go to the king, Xerxes. You can read about Xerxes in history. See, the Bible's a real book about real people that really happened. Okay, it ain't fairy tales. It's the Word of God. And so he went to Xerxes, and he had a plan. He figured God put him in a position at least he could ask. What does James say? You have not because you what? Say it with me again. You have not because you ask not. One more time. You have not because you ask not. One more time. You have not because you ask not. I was riding on my bike on KC Key yesterday. My bicycle. I like to cycle. This kind. Okay? Pedal kind. And I saw a bunch of windows by the road yesterday. They were replacing windows. Now, how many knows KC Key is where the rich folk live? And so, I saw those windows by the road. And I thought, I could just ride right by them windows, or I can stop my bicycle and go knock on that door and see if they'll give me those windows. Not for the church, for me. Do I know what I'm going to do with them? No. But I know they're Pella windows and Anderson windows. How many knows they cost a lot of money? So I went and knocked on the door. I said, who it was? I said, are y'all turning those windows back in for a refund or a rebate or some kind of something like that, you know, where they may have been damaged or something? And they said, no. And I said, what you doing with nothing? I said, well, can I have them? They said, yeah. Put my name on them. I went back last night after the bike ride, wore out with my pickup truck. I thought about who can I call, a man to go help me, but I didn't. And I was talking to my daughter. She said, Daddy, I'll go with you. She's just like me. So we went and got those windows last night. I missed the whole San Francisco New Orleans Saints game because of those windows. But I got the NFL channel. We'll catch it. I did see the last 2 minutes was the best part of the game. Amen? So my point is, we have not because we what? Ask not. You know what I'm saying? Don't use my name when you go and ask him for stuff. Use your own name. Amen? Isn't it funny, though? So I got me a truckload of Anderson windows. Are they fine? Absolutely. I don't know why they replied. They look good to me. Anyway, he had a plan. And then he proceeded with his plan. It came to pass in the month Nisan, the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him. I took up the wine. I gave it to him. Now, I had not been before his presence sad, a bit sad in his presence, but he's coming in sad this time. Not immediately, 4 months after he'd asked this question. Because he worked his plan, he prayed about his plan, now he proceeded. Wherefore the king said, why is your countenance sad? Seeing, are you sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of the heart. Then I was very sore afraid. Because this isn't some Christian fellow. He could care less about you. He's all about you making him happy. All right? And he said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my fathers, sepulchers, lies in waste and ruin? And the gates thereof are consumed with what? Fire. He basically said, I'm sad because I care. I'm sad because I care. Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? Well, so far he ain't asked nothing, has he? He just shows that he has a different demeanor. He's sad. He's been praying. the king somehow sees something's wrong. Maybe he can do something for this man because he cared for this man. So I prayed to the God of heaven. Say that with me. So I prayed. Come on. One more. So I prayed to the God of heaven. Now listen, the king had just said, you know, for what are you making requests? We ain't made no request to anything. He said, so I what? You know what I call this? That's a microwave prayer. I mean, he prayed on his feet, baby. You see what I'm saying? Isn't it funny how we'll pray to God for something, then He'll do it, or He'll start to do it, and it surprises us. Amen? I mean, he hadn't even asked anything yet, and this thing's already moving into motion. The king's coming his way, and he ain't asked anything. So what does he do? Ooh, I prayed real quick. He thought it was going to take longer. But God help me. Amen. Say, good stuff. Microwave prayers are fine. You ought to pray the other way. You start to see God working. Buddy, He's going to surprise you on your feet, and you're going to have to be, ooh, because He's going to start leading you. Amen. Oh, he put that idea about the windows in my heart yesterday. Just walk, you know. Laughed at me. It's like as I'm walking the door, like, you know. And then they said yes. I'm like, God help me. I had to pray a microwave prayer. That's a lot of window. You know what I mean? Come on. Nehemiah petitioned the king. He asked for help. Say that with me. He asked for help. Nothing wrong asking for help. Was Nehemiah asking for himself? Say, yes or no? No. Was Nehemiah fine? That's the thing I think about this building. I'm not asking for myself. You might think, yes, you are. No, I ain't. That's a bald-faced lie if you say that. I'm asking us to do this for other people. People are lost in our community. People need Christ in our community. That's why I'm asking. Are y'all listening or not? We've been in the high school. They've been very good to me here. Very good to us. Can't stay here forever. Y'all listening to that? Say, it's the right thing to do. So when I petition you, when I ask for help, it's okay. Well, I went to a church and they did something. Well, I ain't that church and I ain't that guy. You got it? Yes or no? I know I'm ugly and I ain't trying to be ugly, but it's just the way it is, guys. I've been screwed over too through life. Well, that ain't where you're at. Y'all listening? Say, we're here to serve the Lord. Do the right thing. Do we screw up, mess up, and still sin? Yeah, we do. I'm sorry. You ain't in a perfect church. I tell you what, we mean what we say. You hearing me? So he asked for help, and it's okay to ask for help. And I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, that thou wouldest send me to Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I might what? Build it. And the king said unto me, the queen was sitting by him. Oh my gosh, that's double pressure. For how long shall your journey be? And when will you return? So it pleased the king to what? Send me. And I gave him a time. I don't think he just was thinking on his feet. I think he had the plan laid out. Amen? It's incredible. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it pleased the king, so he got the plan working. It wasn't just giving permission to go. Let letters be given me, special orders from the king, to the governors beyond the river. You got a big kingdom. There's governors out there and they got their own little thing going. You know how governors are. Amen? That they may convey me over every time I come into a new territory until I get to where? Judah. Will you give me some special signatures and papers with your signet on it and that big gold seal thing? And a letter unto Asaph. Whoa, whoa! I mean, he's got the plan going, don't he? Listen to me. And will you give me a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's what? Forest. That he may give me what? Timber for what? Beams for what? The gates. Which appertains to the house. And for the wall of the city. And for the house that I shall enter into. And the king was Shazam. Look at it. And the king did what? Granted me according to the good hand of the king, or the good hand of who? God. I'm going to tell you, folks, whatever you give, whatever you help with, whatever you've given, I don't look at it. I thank you for it. But I receive it from the good hand of God. You understand? That's why I'm so excited now about doing this facility debt-free. Nobody will ever be able to say, man did it. Amen? We're going to be able to say, God did it. And we're going to be able to say He did it in the worst economy since the Great Depression. And we're going to be able to say we did it in the middle of something that never had anything built there before. Though they tried. We're going to be the first to do it. Are y'all hearing me or not? And we're also going to be able to do it when I had all hell break loose in my life. And don't be thinking man's going to get credit for any of that. Who's going to get the credit? The good hand of my God. Isn't that, that's pretty exciting, isn't it? Say, that's a fun way to look at stuff. Then I came to the governors beyond the river. I gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent captains of the army. And what? Horsemen with who? With him. I don't even know if that's part of his plan. But he's got captains of armies with him. Can you believe it? What God can do? Say, God will not leave me. God will not fail me. God will not abandon me. He'll do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. Is that in the Bible? I can do all things through who? Who does what? Isn't that crazy? But until you're hurting, you really don't know He can do that for you. You hearing me, church? My brother Terry called me this week. I love him with my whole heart. And he called me and said, Gary, at the end of hurt is help. He said, it's been good for you to hurt, because at the end of hurt is help. That's a great thing. To feel the hand of God, the help of God in your life, that's an incredible thing. Amen? And Nehemiah is feeling it. He's got the captains with him. He's got his letters with the fancy seal. This is crazy. They've been working on it how long? 90 years. Proceed with caution. Keep looking. Nehemiah prepared himself. Got to fly. Here we go. So I came to Jerusalem. I was there 3 days. I rose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Had some men go with him. They didn't know jack squat what was going to go happening right now. He kept it between he and God. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. Sounds like he's going a little bit undercover to check it out, because this is dangerous. And I went out by what? So he's doing it secretively. He's checking out the situation. Was he comfortable in Shushan the palace with his feet kicked up? Sure he was. Now he's in danger. One horse, couple of men, they don't even know what's going on. Secret operation going on. He's doing it at night. I was by the gate of the valley even before the dragon well and to the dung port. Doesn't smell good over there. He viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down. He went to see for himself. And the gates thereof were consumed with what? Just like the young man had told him. He won't see for himself. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain, to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. So he looks like he might have got off. Then went I up in the night by a brook. He's on foot. He viewed the wall. I turned back. I entered by the gate of the valley, and so I returned. And the rulers knew not whither I went nor what I did. Neither had I yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Man, this guy's a leader, ain't he? Then said I unto them, you see the distress that we're in? How that Jerusalem lies in waste? The gates thereof are burned with fire. Come! Let us build up the wall of Jerusalem that we may be no more a what? A reproach. Amen? Let me tell you something, church. That building, God help me, that building's not going to sit there and be a reproach. In rotunda. Y'all listening? Yes or no? We're going to finish that thing. And it's going to be beautiful. Amen? For the glory of the Lord. Y'all hearing me? All kinds of things going on in my head when I'm preaching this message this morning. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, say it with me. Can you say it? Say it, church. Let us rise up and... One more time. Let us rise up and build. So they what? Can you say that one more time? So they what? Their hands for this what? That's us, guys. It's time to get strong. What kind of strong? Uh-oh, I gave my bracelet away. I got to get me another Jesus strong. I was at basketball the other night, jumped on the bus with them before they went to their game just to say hello to the kids. And one kid said, Pastor, my Jesus strong bracelet broke. I said, well, take this one. But I got to get mine back. Because we're Jesus strong, right, church? Say, we're Jesus strong. You can get that bracelet free outside. He took a midnight ride, checked the situation out for himself. Keep looking. Notice he didn't come in on a what? Saying he was the what? Long Ranger. Here to do what? Uh-uh. That's not me, Nehemiah, and that ain't me, baby. I can't do this without you. Got it? Need your help. It's about prayer. What did we learn? It's about planning. It's about what? You can't just pray and have your little plan. You got to do something else. Guess what? You got to get on your horse. Amen? And you got to move forward. And you got to work. That's what the story teaches us today. Nehemiah was opposed. Wouldn't it be nice if we could have stopped right there? Yeah, he went and looked at it. It all got built. Everybody lived happily ever after. That's not real life. That's not my life, and that's not your life. There were enemies, and there always will be what? There always will be. And Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, they heard of it. They heard what? We're going to build. Jerusalem's not going to be a reproach anymore. And it what? Say, look at it. It did what to these two suckers? It grieved them. Oh, no, it grieved them what? Poor babies, right? It grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. Oh, the enemy had them down. They love to keep people down. Amen? But somebody's coming in for some help here, baby. And when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they did what? Say it with me. They what? They what? They laughed. I bet there's some folks that's probably laughed. You can't do that debt-free. And now look, that preacher's life over there, it's gone to hell. Look at it. Looks like it has. They can't do that. That's not going to be said of me. Are you hearing me say? Y'all listening or not? That ain't being said of me. And that's not going to be said of my church, not Fellowship Church. We're stronger than that, guys. Y'all listening, say. Because we have Him. They laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing you going to do? Will you rebel against the king? So then he started lying like he was a rebel or something. And it hurts when people say stuff or spread things about you, doesn't it? That's what they were trying to do. Then answered I them, Nehemiah speaking, the God of heaven, He will prosper us. Therefore, we His servants will arise and build. But you have no portion, you have no right, you have no memorial in Jerusalem. Get the out. I can hear him, brother. I can just hear him. Amen. I know we like for people to be spiritual all the time. I think he was just raging ticked. You listening? What a great leader. We're done with the message. I'm long again. Remember, asking for help is what? It's okay. But remember what?
whining isn't. This isn't just about a building. It's not about Nehemiah. It's about your life. Things in your life. Are you going to take charge? Go to the Lord? You going to move forward with your life? We're just going to keep telling your little whiny story of what happened in your life way back when. Are y'all listening, church, or not? Does that bring honor to God? No, it does not. Moving forward brings honor to God and giving Him the credit. Good stuff, buddy. Also remember, it's going to take you doing your what? It's going to take you doing your part. You're going to have to take the lead. If you're going to see your life move forward, you are going to have to take the lead. I have to do that in my life. You have to do it in what? Your life. Get prepared, baby. Don't be unrealistic. Be ready for Satan and his enemies to oppose you. Remember, it's going to be worth the what? Say it one more time. Remember, it's going to be worth the what? One more time. Remember, it's going to be worth the what? The effort. Amen. What a good story. Got the coach right here. That's a good old story for the ball team. Anybody right there? That's some kick butt guy right there. I love this man, Nehemiah. Proceed with caution, though, and that's what he's done. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's a good word. Good stuff. Amen. Let's